I have three guests with me in the studio today to discuss the Queer Indigenous Gathering at the Southern Oregon University tonight, starting at 5 p.m. Dr. Brooke Colley is an associate professor and chair of the Native American Studies program at SOU. Dr. Colley is currently working on an intertribal indigenous-led collaboration to enhance first food access and first food production in Southern Oregon. She's also the lead organizer of the annual Queer Indigenous Gathering at SOU. Welcome.
Shio, Mike. Thanks for having me here today.
And joining Dr. Colley are two of the MCs for the Queer Indigenous Gathering. Rook Howes is one of the MCs. She's an SOU student in her junior year. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Erica Collier is the other MC for the gathering. She's an SOU student in her sophomore year. Welcome.
Hello, it's great to be here.
So Dr. Colley, let's start with an understanding of what is this Queer Indigenous Gathering?
Thank you. So we've been hosting a Queer Indigenous Gathering for 10 years now. The gathering started at Portland State University when I was a professor there, and I taught my first ever Queer Indigenous Studies class, and the gathering was a collective class final. And so the students in the class took the concepts they were learning about. They hosted some amazing guest speakers and performers, and we had a community gathering that was all about sustenance, sustenance of ideas, sustenance of community, filling one's own self up. We provided food and gifts and meaningful engagement that people were able to then go and think about and talk about and chew on until the next year. So now it traveled with me to Southern Oregon, and that Queer Indigenous Studies class has been putting it on, and every single year sort of builds on what the years before had done. And so we will see now today, this evening, 10 years of work and care and love that's been put into the event by Southern Oregon students.
So where does it take place?
It's in the Southern Oregon University Stevenson Union Rogue River Room.
Okay. And Rook, what are you studying at SOU, and why don't you get involved in this gathering?
I am studying history and also gender, sexuality, and women's studies. And so I am taking this class as a part of my degree, and also because this is a subject that I was desperately wanting to know more about.
Okay, so you're one of the MCs. What does that mean?
It means that we will be leading the event and making sure that we are staying on track of things. We also wrote the script for this event and will be speaking to the room.
Okay. So, Erica, same question. What are you studying at SOU, and why'd you get involved in the gathering? And tell me more about this script.
I'm a gender studies student and a Native American studies student. I got involved with this class because it is part of the major and minor requirements, but also because of the general interest that I had for this topic, because it's not something that's very talked about in academia or in general society. The script we've been working on for most of the term, it's something that's just very about introducing the people and like leading them into their speeches.
Okay, well, Rook, give me a sense of what this will look like, sound like. What's going to happen?
Yeah, there's going to be a whole bunch of speakers from everywhere from Hawaii to the Midwest coming in today who will be talking to everyone who shows up and will be doing everything from opening protocols, song, talking about Native fire burning, and everything in between.
Okay. And so what do you hope to take away from, or what do you, Erica, what do you hope people will take away from this event?
I hope that people will take away a sense of community and a sense of resistance in these very trying times. Having an event like this during this administration is very important. It's an act of resistance, but also it's for all of us to get together and celebrate each other.
So Dr. Colley, why is it called Queer Indigenous Gathering?
A Queer Indigenous Gathering. Well, these are both umbrella terms, queer and indigenous, that can be very inclusive, a lot of different types of people, different types of expressions of one's selfhood, of one's own autonomy. And so queer is this reclaimed big, beautiful word that, you know, is fraught and not everybody agrees with its use, but most often sort of is the most inclusive of all of this possibility, human possibility, both in how we express our gender identities and how we live and love. And then Indigenous.
Hang on, before we get to Indigenous, because this is the first time I've heard the word queer described as the most inclusive word.
From my personal like kind of work and studies, as we've reclaimed it, I think that it's often been a very big, broad term that can kind of include lots of possibilities. It doesn't have as much like very specified, defined distinction of what we mean. So it can be used in I think, from my perspective, a playful way. But I do have students in my classes that have come from generations where that term has been very harsh, and they, you know, felt like it was used in ways of pejorative ways against them over, you know, and so we talk about that. We do not pretend that this word doesn't come with sort of complexity.
And you know what? That's an interesting evolution. I don't know the history of that evolution because when I was growing up, if someone called you queer, they didn't call you queer in a endearing way.
Sure.
It was to marginalize you. It was to hurt you. How did that come about?
Well, I think that there's a probably a much bigger conversation we could have about this, but many communities that have not felt like they've had space or voice or abilities to do things like create archives or produce knowledge to share with others have reclaimed certain terms that have been used in harmful and pejorative ways against them, and sometimes have turned them into celebratory terms or terms that feel like they're full of love. And I think almost every word that we think of as pejorative has both that potential of being very damaging and harmful, or in some contexts, in some cases, loving, community, sort of connecting and empowering. And it depends on the context. And it's important we talk about all of it, right? Not just pretend that a term doesn't have that complicated history.
That's true. There's a number of terms that people have reclaimed.
Yes, indeed.
So Indigenous.
Yeah, Indigenous is another very big, broad term. Not everybody loves it, right? We have the same thing with terminology about peoples and community groups. There's differences of opinion about what kind of terms should be used. But I tend to teach that Indigenous is the broadest sort of term. Indigenous peoples live around the entire world in every kind of community that come in different human forms of different, speaking different languages and are in different nation states. And so, yeah, there are indigenous 350 million indigenous peoples around the world. And so when we say indigenous, we are inclusive of all of those multifaceted identities.
My guests are Dr. Brooke Colley, an associate professor and chair of the Native American Studies program at Southern Oregon University and lead organizer of the annual Queer Indigenous Gathering at SOU, and Rook Howes and Erica Collier, who serve as co-MCs for the event, which starts this evening at 5 p.m. on campus. So, Rook, back to you. Tell us a little bit more about you. Where'd you grow up? What are you studying at SOU and why?
I am from Bend, Oregon. And I'm studying history with a minor in gender, sexuality, and women's studies. And I'm studying it so that I can become a high school teacher.
Okay, so what in your path prompted you or interested you to study the history and toward teaching?
Yeah, I had a very hard time in high school, but I had a couple history teachers who pushed me to continue my studies, and I thought about them when I came to college and decided that I wanted to do the same thing they did.
Okay, so you were influenced by your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Erica, your turn. Where'd you grow up and what are you studying and what influenced you?
So I'm from the Portland area and I'm studying gender studies and Native American studies. And what influenced me was my love for the people. I want to go into nonprofit work and help the communities that I'm a part of and the communities that my family and the people that I care about are a part of.
Okay. So, Dr. Colley, tell me about your work here at SOU. Now, I know you wrote a book, too. Tell me about that.
Oh, I did write a book, yes. So in 2019, I published my Power in the Telling, Warm Springs Grand Drawn in Intertribal Relations in the Casino Economy. And it's something I still think about a lot, and that is the way in which tribal communities sometimes are put at odds with each other over this idea of scarcity or limited economic opportunity, and how often it's sort of an external realities that are shaping the way that we have to be in competition with one another. And I'm working on a second book now, actually based on this queer Indigenous gathering. And so we're in the process of working with the press and going through a review. And it's an edited volume that's going to include many of the people who have spoken at the queer Indigenous gathering over the last decade. And I just want to point out that, like, you know, the things people talk about are, yes, identities and, you know, people's own lived experiences and how they express gender and sexualities. But a lot of queer Indigenous studies is actually looking at things like the extraction economies and the ways in which we live and are responsible or in community with the land that we live on, with the water that we need to be tenders and caretakers of sacred places. And so a lot of the work that's going to be talked about at the gathering is really focused on the work of these individuals in the community, on the land, protecting the water and protecting sacred places.
Well, it's quite interesting because we're living in a time of political polarization, of racial polarization, of gender polarization. People are just in a state of confusion and chaos. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about being good stewards of the land and being good stewards of each other, that's a positive thing. But people don't always take it in a positive way. Now, how is our current climate just impacting all of you?
Ooh, it's been a little bit of a rough couple of months. But I would say that in Native studies, we have an idea that I think probably comes in from other places as well, but of calling in. When we just are putting our, like, plants our flag on a hill and we are against other folks and we don't want to talk and we can't sit together in a space and sort of learn from one another anymore, that's polarizing. It's divisive. So I think a lot of what we are interested in doing is bringing people into respectful spaces, learning to talk across differences, recognizing the great multifacetedness of humanity and the possibilities for connection. And so that's where we focus in our work.
Okay. So, Rook, how is this climate affecting you?
Well, our theme tonight is Love is Resistance. And we are specifically focusing on the fact that together we are strong and together we are able to produce incredible art and works and life, and that by loving each other, we are able to move forward.
So, Erica, what do you hope people are going to take away from this queer Indigenous gathering?
I hope that people take away that while everything might not be okay, that we have each other and that there really is no us or them, that we're really all in this together and that we're all affected by these things, and that, like, making space for each other is one of the best things that we can do at this time, and caring for each other and loving for each other.
I'd like to add this last thing too, and that is that we come together at this gathering in part because a lot of people are actually in a lot of pain and hurting as well right now. There is concern. I think there's fear. And what we talk a lot about in our class is how when there is domination or oppressive behavior happening, one of the things that gets taken away is our ability to laugh, to have joy, to be able to, like, feel love and give love. And so the resistance of being together, of taking care of each other, of loving one another, of learning to love our own selves is actually pretty radical, of having rest, of having food.
Well, I love that. So you're creating this space for people to come together to enjoy one another, emphasis on the word joy, mm-hmm. and to feel safe and to have a sense of belonging. How many people do you expect to show up, and who's invited?
Well, it's free and open, and we kind of just leave it free and open. So we've had people come from all different walks of life and have always had a wonderful time. And we've had an event that's between 75 to 250. Since the pandemic, it's usually been a little bit smaller, which is probably safe and good.
Okay. And where is it?
Southern Oregon University, Stevenson Union, Rogue River Room. And I want to just say these students are amazing.
Well, that's all the time we have for this segment of The Exchange. So thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you.
Thank you.